Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports, YouTube, Lions conversation there. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. The draft is 1 week from tonight in downtown Detroit. And Michael is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I am doing great and super excited to see how the Lions upgrade this roster here in the draft.
And also wondering, because people have to, I don't think you can check in anymore. There's a registration process to get inside the perimeter, I think, for the draft.
Yeah, you just got to go on DetroitLions.com, sign up for it, and you're able to have access to the NFL draft. Real easy to do. You don't got to pay for anything. Just go on that website, sign up, and have fun in Detroit.
Yeah, I think they're just doing the sign-up so they can gauge how many people to expect in downtown Detroit starting a week from tonight.
Yeah, 100%. That's really what it is how many people show up and how well it performs in Detroit. It's not like you're paying for a ticket or anything like that. It's just it gives them the numbers to understand who's going to be attending the draft.
How many people do you think are going to show up?
Oof. You know what? I'll go with a couple hundred thousand. I think a lot of people show up through the 3 days, maybe 500,000 come through the draft and just kind of see how everything is planning out and the events that they have for families there in Detroit, just like other stadiums and other venues have for their draft.
Yeah, a couple hundred thousand, and the setup will be at the Caucus Club, our private event from 7 p.m. until 1 with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified sports agent David Gregory and the Michigan Sports Network. But I think it's going to be insane downtown. I know I'm already hearing things about parking and people are going to have to figure out something. I know we're staying out in a west suburb and we're going to take an Uber in and back, have a driver just to avoid trying to find parking spaces.
Absolutely. And if you are attending the draft, anybody out there listening, I think that's a great idea. You know, take some time, get a couple miles away from the area, do an Uber so you're not having to deal with the parking issues. And if you're trying to stay the night there, it's going to be really difficult to find hotels, motels in that area right in Detroit to stay at. So it'd be a good idea probably to get a couple miles out of Detroit if you want to attend the draft.
Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports, YouTube. He talks Lions, Lions Nation Unite. He's checking in on the Meyer guest line. So you mentioned the Lions upgrading their roster. I know we've talked a couple weeks ago about that pick 29. Do you envision Brad Holmes trading up? And if they stay at 29, my stance is it will be the best available athlete between speed rusher, corner, tall possession receiver, and offensive lineman.
I agree with you 110%. I think that's exactly what it's going to be. I do envision them trading up, and there's already been rumors that they have called some teams around the 15 area to see if they can come up there and take that selection. Maybe if a certain player that they like falls to them, like a Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo, they could be getting an edge rusher. Just got to see which one is going to be available at 29, or could they get a Jared Verse? Could they get somebody like Leitu out there as well? And an interior offensive line or even tackle, I think it's absolutely possible for Lions if one falls to them at the 29th pick.
Yeah, you know, Holmes, he's not going to show his hand. If we have the pattern we've watched in the drafts he's been involved with since he was hired with Dan Campbell, I also sense that a big move. You're going to have, like you're saying, a couple hundred thousand people in downtown Detroit, Michael. And if you move up and do a big move with the Lions Nation roaring, their new uniforms will be unveiled tomorrow night. They're going to have new jerseys, new gear. You'll make the place electric if you move up to grab a stud who could step in and start right away.
And that's exactly what they need, is they need to have a player that can be a stud immediately and step up right away. So if they want to make a move to get a cornerback, a position in my opinion, is a significant need after even the Cameron Sutton situation, they can do that, i.e. trade up for a Quinn Yun Mitchell, who I have is my cornerback number one, or if they want to help the secondary out, you can get an edge rusher to get to the quarterback a little bit earlier, and if they want to go up there and get somebody to be opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, they absolutely could do that, but it makes a lot of sense for the Lions to trade up. They've done it before, and I expect them probably to do it again.
So between everything that we've witnessed with the Lions since that loss in the NFC Championship game, that gut punch second half, how much better are they as a team right now than they were when they lost to the Niners?
I think they are a better football team, even roster-wise. The DJ Reader pickup in free agency was significant because he's going to give Aleem McNeil somebody else to help and double team on, and so free up Aiden Hutchinson. His pickup was huge, in my opinion. Then you get in Zeitler, who is a guard, who is the best run guard in the NFL. That is two big upgrades. So I think they're better right there. And then subtraction from the San Francisco 49ers. We don't know what's going on with Ayuk. They lost Chase Young. And then Detroit Lions is sitting here in the draft. And all they got to do is get a player that can help them win immediately. And I think they may have the best roster in football by the end of the draft weekend.
Mike, before I let you go, Goff did mention, I saw the story out there, that there have been some contract talks. The extension, I thought about draft week when all the media is in Detroit, might be the right time. Again, I'm looking at this PR splash side of it. How many years? I threw out the Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day today. How many years and how much per year for Goff? What do you think it will be? If you answer that question at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, how much per year and how many years for Goff? What do you think that deal finally will add up to?
I have an inkling that it's going to be a four-year deal since it already has 1 year left, so I'll make it 5 years. And I think around $47.5 to $48 million a year is what it's looking like. Right now, the numbers are between 45 and 50, and I can see a compromise occurring there. And Jared Goff wants to be a Detroit Lion. So it's not a situation where he's just trying to do a money grab here. He wants this thing to work out. The Lions want this thing to work out. So I think that is probably where the numbers are going to land in the years.
And I thought about draft week next week would be a good time to announce it. You'd have a lot of national media who are going to roll into Detroit early. The draft is the focal point of the football world. That announcing that you've secured Goff for 3 or 4 years additional, I think would be the perfect time to do it.
It would be absolutely the perfect time to do it. And you get media recognition that can talk about it. They'll talk about Jared Goff leading up to the NFL draft. And watch out for Amon-Ra St. Brown as well, because he's looking to get a big deal. I would love for it to happen sooner rather than later, because I want these players on this team and just strictly focused on the game.
Yeah, to do Goff and St. Brown, arguably one of the better combinations in the NFL over the next the course of that contract with him. And Brown and Goff are taken care of. The Lions fans are going crazy. They move up in the draft. They get Mitchell from Toledo to start at a corner. Oh, my God. It's the perfect draft weekend in Detroit. Can't wait to check it out. You can follow Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, also part of Lions Nations Unite with Herman Moore and the crew. They'll be at the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub for round one of the NFL draft, and also online at Lions Nation United on their Facebook page. Huge Show will be at that 313 bash with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, the Michigan Sports Network, our friends from Coppercraft Distillery, Dorn Mayhew, and also the Tullamore Golf Resort, just about a half mile, if that, from the NFL draft stage at the Caucus Club. My man, thank you so much, Michael. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on, and go Lions. Can't wait for the draft.